Welcome to the Igloo, Phil Moss with his World Cup. I know.
He's wearing shorts, Phil.
I'm wearing shorts.
It's freezing in here.
I've got the beanie on. Ray's got about three jackets on.
Never been cold in my life.
And then someone sent an SMS from Adam Inaby where it's -7 degrees at 9 o'clock.
Wow.
We are soft here, I've got to say.
Do you know, I didn't need this temperature this morning. I played over 45s yesterday. Well, walked around the pitch. And they've given us a double header. I've got to back up with the old
today.
CC strikers.
Oh,
strokers, we call ourselves, because we're on the precipice of one.
How'd you pull up after yesterday, Phil?
Well, I've had about 15 text messages from the boys saying, can anyone get out of bed, or is it just me?
Yeah. No, well, this will be like an ice bath for you.
That's it.
So it's perfect.
It is. It's a nice cave in here.
Hey, now, I made an admission earlier today, having not spoken to Ray Thomas about it, and he acknowledged the same feelings. If Australia don't win this World Cup, I actually wouldn't mind England winning it. Is there something wrong with us?
I'm just trying to digest that first time. If Australia don't win this World Cup, I thought you were going to say if Australia don't get out of this group.
No, but I'm, you know, if obviously you'd like to see
we're all
Australia
going for
win.
Australia.
But
yes.
Of the teams that we think are a hope, I don't mind England winning it.
Mate, I was born in the old dart.
Right.
So they are my second team without no embarrassment saying that at all. They looked good.
Yeah.
I was happy with how they how Gareth Southgate put them out in that first game, and obviously they play tonight. So after a great result first up, they'll probably let us down tonight and lose. But no, I like the system he played, 3-5-2.
Right.
I like the rotations, Raheem Sterling and Harry Kane, the way they dropped into midfield, the timing of that, the way the wing backs ping the back four. So there was a lot to like about them.
Mm.
Question mark is, are they going to be consistent through the tournament, or are they going
to
do what England usually do?
Yeah. Hey, bounce the first ball, Phil. Timmy Cahill's non-selection.
Yeah.
And the fact that he hasn't even been brought onto the park. And what happens against Peru on Wednesday night?
Let's go, Ray. Gloves off. I didn't sleep a wink after the Denmark game. I was so frustrated and so annoyed that, like most fans, Australian fans, where was Timmy Cahill in the 70th minute when the boot went down? And if he hasn't got 20 minutes in his legs, what's he doing in Russia?
Correct.
And the other thing, the other point that I made the other day was that you don't necessarily, at his age, with his experience and his record, you don't necessarily need legs to get into the right position at the right time.
He'll get into the right spot, won't he?
That's right. And you look at the delivery that came in the last 15 minutes from Arzani, from Bajic, from Risden. And you just can't help but picture Timmy Cahill getting on the end of at least one of them.
So hang on. Bert's a deeply experienced manager.
And doing a good job.
What is it that he can't see that we can see?
Well, that's the only rider. Maybe he's seeing something that we can't because
right.
he's inside the camp. And maybe there's something going on that we don't know about, a niggle or something else. I don't know. But what I'd like to see is someone ask the question straight to Bert's face and get an honest answer. Yeah. And I think we deserve that because Timmy Cahill is the greatest ever goal scorer in Australian soccer history.
Yes.
He's the most experienced player we've got. His goals, along with Mile Jedinak's penalties and free kicks, got us to this World Cup.
Mm.
So we deserve an answer. And, along with everyone, I was frustrated, very frustrated.
Hey, Phil, what about Robbie Cruz? He has been absolutely targeted on social media as the reason we didn't win against Denmark in particular. Is that fair?
No, it's not. Did Robbie Cruz have one of his better games for the Socceroos? No, he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Was he the reason that we didn't win the game? No, he certainly wasn't. And does any human being, professional athlete or non, deserve that sort of treatment on social media? Absolutely not, and it's a disgrace, and it's, you know,
could it affect him, Phil? Could it affect the team?
Well, that's the thing, Ray. It doesn't just affect the individual and his family. It affects the team because they're such a tight-knit group.
Mm.
And you've seen Matt Leckie come out. You've seen Bajic come out. Even Timmy Cahill. I saw him come out with something in defence of Robbie. And they're all hurting. Mm. You know, when one of your own is under barrage, it affects everyone. And this could really affect our performance against Peru.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, teams that have impressed. I know you've been a big supporter of Belgium. It's a bit of a dark horse. Lukaku scores 2, and I think you've been pushing him for golden boot. So I'm as shocked as anyone. You look like you're on target for this.
well, first time back in the studio.
Sorry, also, no, welcome back. Great to have you here. But, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah,
that all sounds great, but I did tip Germany to win the whole thing, and they're not looking convincing. But
what well, they've got the, through, what about, though, Phil. They've got through.
What about the goal to get through?
Yeah, amazing. I mean, to score a goal like that, Cruz with the 90th minute from a free kick. Yeah. Wonderful goal under pressure like that. It reminded me of Ronaldo in the first game. To pull Portugal back with the last kick of the game, and I'm really happy with what I'm seeing from Belgium. But if you look at their lineup, and this is the reason I tipped them as a roughie, you got Lukaku, Mertens, Hazard, De Bruyne. They're the players that can create going forward, of course. But then at the back, you've got Vertonghen, you've got a goalkeeper like Courtois. So they've got great balance all over the pitch, experience and players who have been there and done it. So this, I think, is their World Cup. If they can't do it this time, they're going to struggle for a lot of years.
Brazil?
Yeah. I watched that game the other night, and to be 0-0 in the 90th minute and then win 2-0. Yeah. And again, this goes back to what I was saying about the Socceroos with Timmy Cahill. If you look at the big teams and who's scoring for them, it's the big players.
Yeah.
And that's...
On the big stage.
On the big stage. Yeah. And I don't think we can get any bigger than that. Can we get another big in there, Jimmy?
Yeah.
But the thing is that they give their team a lift by being out there, obviously. Yeah. But they also strike fear into the opposition.
Mm. And make them change things.
Exactly. The whole mindset changes. I mean, if you're seeing a Timmy Cahill come off the bench with 15, 20 to go...
Danger signs.
And the game's in the balance... I know what the opposition defence is thinking.
I know it's very dangerous to go to managers of players and get their opinions on what the values of players is worth and how much demand there is. But when you hear a manager say that, I was getting a call in the 32nd minute of a game, and we heard that about Trent Sainsbury after his performances. It's real shop window that these Socceroos are doing for themselves, isn't it, in terms of opportunities overseas?
Yeah, absolutely, Jimmy. And you know, you can look at it one of two ways. It can be a real boost to the player because they'll get wind of it during the World Cup, or it can be a distraction because you start to think ahead. Let's hope it's the former. Mm. And look, I think there's a number of Socceroos in line for moves out of this. Sainsbury, Zani will be an interesting
one. Sure,
Zani, what happens there? 19-year-old.
Well, he's an interesting one because he's in the City Football Group and owned by Manchester City, I believe, and loaned back to Melbourne City. So they've got him in their stable, and what they do with him, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say I know what's best for him, as opposed to some of their football heads in that business. But Matty Ryan, you know, his performances have certainly attracted some attention. Risden and the Boot look like they've got some interest from Russia. Lukey Wilkshire made a great career in Russia for himself. So, you know, who would argue against a move like that for those two players? Aaron Moy apparently is at the centre of a $32 million bid from the likes of Everton, Southampton, West Ham.
Wow. What about that cannon that he fired?
Oof. Mm.
He was, I don't know how far, well outside the box, but fired it in.
But do you know what? Where he struck that from is where I think his position
most
is
lethal.
Good. If you think of Sydney FC, think of a Milos Ninkovic, who plays on the left, but he plays inside in that number 10 pocket. Right. I reckon that's a perfect position for Aaron Moy.
Phil, before we let you go, can we get you to put your manager's hat on? Would you make any changes to the team against Peru, and can the Socceroos get through to the next phase?
Yes, they can, but it's not in our hands anymore, obviously. It's only in one of our hands. We have to get the result, obviously, and then hope that that France can put Denmark to the sword. And that's certainly a huge possibility. Particularly, France will want to finish first in the group, so they've still got something to play for. But obviously, a draw in that game is no good for us. Do we make changes? I would like to see Aaron Moy further forward. I'd like to see him play number 10. Tommy Rogic was magnificent the other night. Has he got three games in his legs in a short space of time? I don't think so.
Right.
I would like to see Tommy come off the bench when the game opens up a little bit. You can't start Arzani and Timmy Cahill because neither of them have got 90 minutes in their legs. I'd like to see Arzani start and Timmy come off the bench in the squeaky bum stage of the game.
And take this chilly reception that you've got here this morning as a literal thing rather than a metaphorical thing between us.
It's always good to stay cool.
Oh, there you go. There, good comeback. Nice.